Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration on Thursday released a summary of after-action reports on the U.S. chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom has more.
The White House on Thursday released a summary of the after-action reports on the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, laying part of the blame on President Joe Biden's predecessor, Donald Trump.
President Biden inherited a force presence in Afghanistan of some 2,500 troops, and he inherited a deal struck between the previous administration and the Taliban that called for the complete removal of all U.S. troops by May of 2021, or else the Taliban, which had stopped its attacks while the deal was in place, would go back to war against the United States.
Kirby said the Trump administration was not forthcoming when asked for withdrawal plans, affording little in the way of transition between the administrations.
That's Tamara Lindstrom reporting. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu late Thursday vowed to retaliate after a barrage of rockets from Lebanon added to already simmering tensions in the country. Netanyahu spoke during a meeting of the Security Cabinet assembled to discuss the worsening security situation. Israel's military has said militants in Lebanon fired a barrage of rockets at Israel, forcing people across Israel's northern frontier into bomb shelters and wounding at least two people and damaging property.
What happened is the explosion from a rocket who came from Lebanon and caused all the damage to my office.
Similar tensions in Jerusalem led to an 11-day war between Israel and Hamas back in 2021. For details on more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The head of Sudan's army said on Thursday he remained committed to a plan for a new transition towards elections, despite disputes over the integration of a paramilitary force that have twice delayed the signing of a final deal. The agreement, which provides for the formation of a civilian government and is strongly supported by the international community, is meant to end the political vacuum that followed the October 2021 overthrow of longtime autocratic ruler Omar al-Bashir. The agreement faces opposition from pro-democracy resistance committees that rejects negotiations with the military and have led anti-military protests since the coup, which derailed a previous political transition. Japan's Coast Guard continuing to search and rescue operations Friday for the Japanese military helicopter that disappeared from radar Thursday off the nation's southwest islands near Taiwan. Japan's defense minister said none of the aircraft's missing crew members have been found, according to the Associated Press. The head of the Japan Ground Self-Defense Force said at a news conference Thursday that the Black Hawk helicopter is believed to have crashed into the sea after objects appearing to be aircraft parts were spotted in the area. China's leader has called for peace talks over Ukraine after France's president urged him to bring Russia to his senses. We get more from the AP's Karen Chalmers.
At a joint news briefing in Beijing, China's Xi Jinping said, resume peace talks as soon as possible, in accordance with the purposes and principles of the UN Charter, take into account the legitimate security concerns of all parties. Xi, however, gave France's President Emmanuel Macron no assurances that he would use his close diplomatic relationship with Russia's President Vladimir Putin as leverage to push for peace. Beijing sees Moscow as a strategic partner in the face of U.S. domination in global affairs. Whilst China's government has tried to remain neutral, it has given Putin diplomatic support and has repeated Russian justifications for the February 2022 attack. I'm Karen Chamas.
Two people died and more than a million were without power on Thursday after an ice storm hit Canada's two most populated provinces ahead of a holiday weekend. The outages are in Quebec and Ontario. The two provinces account for more than half of Canada's population of 39 million. Electricity providers in both provinces were working to restore power, but repairs were expected to continue for days, meaning many Canadians could spend Easter weekend in the dark. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.